Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing, will my ex regret the truth? I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing, will my ex regret the truth? So if you are going through a breakup, one of the most common thoughts that we have is whether or not our ex will regret the situation. It doesn't matter if you're a dumpy or a dumper, you will likely have thoughts about your ex and wonder, will they regret their behaviour which caused and created the breakup? If you are the dumper, you might be thinking to yourself, my ex's behaviour and attitude caused the breakup. It caused me to end the relationship. If you are the dumpee, you might be thinking to yourself, my ex has dumped me unfairly. We were so great together. Will they one day regret their decision and realise that they have made a huge mistake? So in today's podcast, I thought I would get into this in depth and discuss from both perspectives, from the dumper and the dumpee, what is the likelihood, what is the truth that your ex will regret the situation? So first of all, let's look at this from the perspective if you are the dumper. If you are the dumper, then you have ended the relationship because you have lost romantic emotional attraction for your partner. Now, this will be for one of two main reasons. It will either be because of growth, as in you have grown in a certain direction and no longer feel that you and your ex are compatible. You might be feeling to yourself that you, since you got together, you have now moved forward with your life. Your ex is still in that same point. They've stagnated in their growth and you no longer feel like you have a similar value level. That is one of the reasons you may have ended the relationship. The other reason is because of an action or a series of actions that your ex did to create a situation where you lost romantic emotional attraction. This could be something obvious, such as infidelity, or it could be something a lot more subtle than that. Whatever the reasons are, if your ex has created a situation where you have lost romantic emotional attraction, you are the person who has ended the relationship. You are the dumper. And you might be thinking to yourself, will my ex regret this? Will my ex regret pushing me to the point where I no longer felt that this relationship was working, where I no longer feel that this relationship has any longevity left? Well, in most instances, the person who has been dumped, the dumpee, will certainly be regretting the situation. And they will be beating themselves up, so to speak, constantly. And the reason for this is when somebody ends a relationship, they automatically place themselves as a higher value individual and their dumpee becomes a lower value individual. And this is because a decision has been made that is out of the hands of the dumpee. So the dumpee is automatically placed as this lower value individual. They've had no right and decision making within this process and they feel like the rug has been pulled from beneath them. And therefore they will feel a lot of regret. They will feel a lot of anxiety. Most dumpees will feel a lot of stress. They will look at themselves in the mirror and probably blame themselves for everything, even if that is not fair, even if that is not the case. Most relationships and most breakups will have difficulties with both people. You are the dumper in this situation, but that doesn't mean you was perfect. That doesn't mean you didn't make mistakes. But the dumpee will likely put everything on themselves and see that they made this mistake, that mistake, that mistake, and they will feel a lot of regret within the situation. They will understand what they have done relatively quickly in a lot of examples, and they will be wanting to do anything they can to resolve the situation. The problem is that they often go about this in the wrong way. They're not thinking with a clear mindset. They're not being stable-minded. They are very unnerved by the whole situation. And they will likely behave in a way which will cause further damage and further loss of attraction that you, the dumper, will be feeling. So if you are the dumper, and maybe you're thinking to yourself, I didn't really want to end this relationship. I just wish my ex would regret what they have done, their behavior, their attitude. Maybe they become lackluster in their approach. Maybe they didn't put in as much effort as they once did. If you're thinking, I really would like to resolve this, but I just don't know if my ex will regret and actually make a change, then my suggestion is for you, the dumper, is to reach out to your ex, the dumpy. Let them know your thoughts. Apologise for ending the relationship, but explain why you did it. And say to them in the message, if you would ever like to chat again, then please get in contact. And that gives the dumpy every chance, every possibility of reconnecting with you if they want to. And you can discuss the situation further from there. I don't suggest that you dwell on the situation if and when you send this message, because you don't know how the dumpy is feeling. The dumpy might be regretting this, but they might be feeling that they now want to be moving forward in their own direction. So if you are the dumper, I suggest you contact your ex once, and at that point you move forward with your life. So in answer to your question, dumpers, yes, in the vast majority of instances, your ex, the dumpy, will regret everything that has taken place to create the breakup. Even things that they don't need to be taken responsibility for. Because you need to acknowledge yourself, dumper, that you made mistakes as well. You're not perfect. Everybody is human. But yes, the dumpy will regret things in most instances. So now let's flip this round. Will my ex regret if my ex is the dumper? So if you are a dumpy, the relationship was ended, and you are now wondering, will your ex, the dumper, regret their decision? Will your ex, the dumper, regret ending the relationship with you? Well, there will come a time where the dumper has to look in the mirror and look at themselves in the eye and understand their past and really consider whether or not they made the right choice. This will come about for one of two main reasons. Firstly, it will be due to triggers. Triggers can be created by lots of possibilities. Music, things that you see, smell, anniversaries, dates. There's so many possibilities, and dumpies can actually influence triggers as well. I've done many podcasts on what you can do as a dumpy to increase the possibility of one day getting your ex back. Please subscribe and ring the bell for notifications so you can check out my content and be notified of my future uploads, which will give you hints, tips and advice of how to increase the possibility of you one day getting your ex back. So if there are triggers, your ex, the dumper, will think of you. And if enough triggers take place, they will look themselves in the eye. They will look in the mirror and consider their actions and the past. The other reason as for why a dumper will be doing this and looking themselves in the eye is if they're going through a difficult time in their life. So if the dumper is not finding single life as good as they first thought, maybe they've dated a bit, maybe they got into a rebound, whatever the situation is, if their life isn't looking as great as they thought it might be from becoming a singleton and ending the relationship with you, then this is when they will certainly look back to the past. So if there are triggers, or if there are moments in the dumper's life that aren't great, this is when they will consider things. But the only reason they will regret their decision is if the level of romantic emotional attraction has grown to a certain high point in their mind in regards to how they feel about you, the dumpy. So when a relationship takes place, both people have a high level of romantic emotional attraction for one another. But for various possible reasons, as mentioned previously, the actions of a partner, or maybe growth within one or both partners in different directions, the level of romantic emotional attraction will drop. And when it drops significantly, this is when somebody will become the dumper and end the relationship. This is when a breakup takes place. Now, the dumper will only regret their decision if, when they are thinking about their past, when they are thinking about the dumpy, whether or not the level of romantic emotional attraction has grown to a certain high point once more, and they are at the intrigue level. If they're thinking about their ex, if they're intrigued, if they're starting to miss their ex, then this will suggest that the level of romantic emotional attraction has grown once more. So as the dumpy, you're thinking, well, how can this be grown? Well, the main tool in your armory is to implement my version of the no-contact rule. There are many different versions of a no-contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version will give you the best possible chance of you one day getting your ex back. So please make sure you check out my playlist called The No-Contact Rule. It explains my theory as for why my version of a no-contact rule is something I suggest you implement to give you the best possible chance of success. If you are a dumpy and you want to try to get your ex back, this is your best opportunity to grow romantic emotional attraction in your ex, the dumper's mind. There are other hints, tricks, tips and advice that I give in other ways that you can additionally grow this level of romantic emotional attraction. So you need to implement all of these tools, and if you do everything right, then you stand an excellent chance of growing this level. Now, it's important for me to say there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. Sometimes it can take days, weeks, months, years, decades, and occasionally the dumper will never get to that necessary point. They will never grow enough romantic emotional attraction for them to want to contact their ex, the dumpy. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. All we can do as a dumpy is to increase our possibility of success. You shouldn't be waiting around there. You need to be moving forward with your life, because this could take a long time, as I suggested. It could take months, years, decades. It might never happen. So don't wait around, don't clock watch, move forward with your life. Use the advice I give. And if and when your ex gets to the point where they look themselves in the mirror, if a romantic emotional attraction has grown enough, at that point, they will regret their decision and they will contact you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.